My name's Rad, and I want to tell you about Transformers.
My curiosity is aroused. These fools worship Transformers.
Decepticons, transform and rise up.
Calling Autobots, calling Autobots. This is a battle protocol.
Robots with emotions.
Robots who can die.
The rest.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Fan Holes Podcast, Transformers Tuesday, where we talk about Transformers all the time. We're doing something kind of interesting this week, but first I want to go and let my buddy in crime give a shout out. Let him know who's here.
Hello, I'm more, much more than meets the eye.
This week we decided we were going to talk about some Transformers. I know, big surprise, right? On the show called Transformers Tuesdays, but we're going to talk about some of the toy lines, sublines, I guess you would call them, that have been around in the last couple of years that you may have forgotten, or they're not really, you know, brought up as much nowadays with legacy and its micro masterpiece engineering. And some of them you may have never even like thought of as being Transformers, but indeed they were. But on that note, I guess we should go ahead and get started into it because we got more than a few lines to talk about. My partner in crime, Mike, he's pretty much set up our little itinerary to go over the various toy lines. This is a Mike and Tony joint, so we worked on it together. I'm going to let Mike take away and get us started on this.
Yeah, like you said, you wanted to talk about some of the toy lines that have kind of like fallen by the wayside in like past years or kind of been, I guess, replaced or, you know, tossed in the dustbin of history. And I pitched you several toy lines we could talk about, and you said yeah, and you added a few. So like I came up with a sort of chronological list of things that we could discuss. And and the very first one I thought of was Machine Wars. Machine Wars, if anyone doesn't know, was a KB exclusive toy line, wasn't it? Like, I think it was only in KB Toys. Yeah, like I'm looking on the wiki page right now.
I saw them in KB Toys.
Yeah, they were only in KB Toys. And I feel like, Derek always jokes about how he always saw the Bat Optimus and Alligator Megatron is on clearance all the time in KB Toys. Like, I feel like Machine Wars went straight to clearance or something, because I feel they were in KB Toys for a long time, and I remember the line came out in 1997. Like, it was coming out simultaneously with Beast Wars, and at the time it was the only vehicle-based Transformers they were releasing, because it was all about Beast Wars at that time. So it was kind of, when I first saw them in KB Toys, I was like, oh shit, are they gonna, naive preteen me probably thought oh, are they gonna do a new cartoon too, Beast Wars, Machine Wars, this might be cool. But then obviously nothing ever came of it, and then it would be years later since when I realized that most of the toys in Machine Wars were repaints of previious things, or things from the UK that never came over here. But I don't know. What about you, Tony? What was your memory of Machine Wars?
In Europe, I believe they're called Machinies. I'm kidding. Kidding. That's a deep cut if anybody gets that joke. I had gone to KB at this time and saw Machine Wars, and I bought none of them. They were on the toy aisles, and they looked, vaguely interesting. But I guess my biggest problem was that, out of all of them, only Megatron and Mirage really looked anything like their G1 selves. And like, and then Megatron only because he had the same head. I mean, like, he was a fighter jet, which to that point, you know, I know it's hard to believe, dear listeners, but Megatron had only been a gun and a tank to that point. So ATB Megatron was not ever released. So we didn't, we never saw him. He'd been a car in G2 as well. He was a GoBot. He'd never been a jet and he'd never been a flip changer. But they were, they always had that, like, you know, minor appeal. Like, I was like, well, that's kind of cool. I kind of, you know, I always wanted Sandstorm. I always thought Sandstorm looked kind of neat. He is a Rotorstorm, I think, or Rotorbolt or whatever in the UK. And he's a wrecker too. But like, they just, I don't know, they just weren't strong enough appeal to me to like actually buy them. One thing I guess that you could definitely say positive about Machine Wars is the Optimus Prime mold that they used for that line was Thunderclash from the UK line, who like it slowly but surely became a thing over here. Like, he was in IDW comics and fans like were kind of like, who's this Thunderclash guy? You know, like, they became like almost like a Poochie thing, like talk about Thunderclash whenever, you know, he's around. And he's actually got kind of like a small cult following. So that's kind of cool, you know, because the toy looks nothing like Optimus Prime besides the fact that it's a truck. All these different iterations. There's some people who love Machine Wars Starscream. They think that's like the best Starscream design as far as not G1. They're like, I want me a Machine Wars Starscream. And that's great, but like, it just didn't hit for me at the time. Now, as an older, you know, collector fan, I could see the appeal and I could see like how, you know, those were actually kind of cool. You know, it was like, if I had known back then that those were UK exclusives and how hard those were to get for people in the US at the time, you know, I would have probably been more willing to like purchase them. So it's like, you know, yeah, a little bit of like, you know, regret, like I could have had those and I didn't. And on the flip side, though, they've made pretty much all of those with better engineering and newer versions. I think the only thing we really haven't gotten is like maybe Missile Tank Soundwave and Race Car Prowl. But otherwise, we got everything else. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Even the Flip Changers got re-released in RID, and so did the Race Car, Skid Z. He wasn't Prowl, though. That's the thing. He wasn't Prowl, who for some reason had an 8-ball on his front.
Yeah. Like, I think the only, out of that range of toys, the only ones I had were Prowl and Skywarp, like the two flip change, like two of the flip changers. And, you know, I obviously got Prowl because I was like, oh, a toy named Prowl. Like, I got to buy that. Like, and, you know, that's a decent basic, like, size toy. And then Skywarp, too, was a really good, like, basic jet, like with a two-piece rifle that I thought was kind of cool.
Later on in my collecting, I did purchase Machine Wars Prowl because I was trying to get all the Prowls, got to catch them all. And like, I kind of grew to appreciate his little wacky 8-ball self. And the funny thing is, like, all those characters, like, they weren't like reusing the names. Like, in on the back little bios, those are all the G1 characters. Like, Prowl is still like the like second in command, like, logic guy, even though he's a race car.
Yeah, they even make mention on like Thundercracker's profile that he's like moving towards rebelling against the Decepticons or something. So it's almost like there's some kind of story progression going on or something.
But, right. Since I consider you like kind of like the lore guy as far as like comics and like pro stories, did they do anything with Machine Wars like at all? I know
they revived it as a BotCon theme for 1 year. Like, there was that theme of like BotCon that was Machine Wars, where they repainted a bunch of, like, I think it was mostly like prime era toys, like as Machine Wars characters. Like, the
I remember Starscream was the Terra Dive from the movie line.
Yeah, and like Dreadwing was repainted into like Megaplex, like, and that was like a concept introduced in Machine Wars of Megaplex, who was a clone of Megatron, basically. So, you know, that's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, like, yeah, I guess, like, I don't know. I wasn't a Larry in the boardroom, but I guess, like, the KB Larry was like, I don't know about all these like animals turning into robots. We need some more cars. Can we get some cars up in here?
Yeah, but other than that, yeah, there hasn't been. There's not usually a huge, like, you know, call for more Machine Wars stuff. Like, I know Steeljaw, like, did a, you know, This Toy Makes Me Happy segment on that third-party Machine Wars Optimus that he got. And that looked really cool. Like, a super, you know, a super articulated modern version of Machine Wars Optimus. And, you know, that's something, if I was, like, big into it, I would have, like, you know, looked into. But, you know, I wasn't, so.
Right. I always thought it was funny that the Machine Wars Optimus still had, like, the eagle with a sword through it.
Yeah, Thunder Clash's, like, symbol. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was like, is Optimus Prime a redneck now?
And, of course, you know, we talked about that Transformers Genesis art book, and there's that, you know, famous piece of art of Machine Wars Starscream, like, holding Galvatron's, like, cannon. So, like, you know, everyone figured, oh, what if, you know, Starscream came back and got that new, more powerful body and, like, took over? Like, so that would have been, like, kind of cool, but.
Yeah, and for those listening, if you have no idea really about Machine Wars, for that line, Starscream was the largest figure. He was even bigger than Prime.
Yeah, he was a repaint of Skyquake. Yeah. It would be, like, I know they did a, like, you know, a new Skyquake recently in, like, the Legacy line, but it was, like, Prime. It was more, like, keyed towards Prime Skyquake than, like, G2 Skyquake, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did what they've been doing a lot in Hasbro, like, the last 4 or 5 years. They tool, like, a certain character, but they leave open enough to where they could turn it into another character. Like, he's got those little slats on the back near the jet mode, which is like what Starscream had with those little, like, you know, air brakes or whatever.
But yeah, you know, Machine Wars was an interesting little, like, I was going to say, it's a weird, like, maybe it was an experiment on Hasbro's part to see if machine, like, you know, car vehicle Transformers would sell again. And I guess maybe they didn't, maybe it wasn't successful because, like, they went straight into Beast Machines after this. So, like, but I don't know. Like, it's an interesting corner of Transformers toy history, I guess. And that's pretty much, you know, what we're trying to talk about tonight. So,
yeah, I think the biggest mistake was just putting in the KB because KB was kind of dying at that point. So it was like, yeah, here's this cool new Transformers line. And, like, half your audience is like, what the fuck's a KB toy store?
I'm pretty sure they had, like, Starscream and Optimus on clearance, and I never ended up getting them, so.
Right, yeah, just, you know, I think the last KB toy store I saw open was, like, in 2003 at a mall in Ohio, so it's been over 20 years since they've officially shut down, and I know that they were shutting down pretty en masse before that, so, yeah, it's Not a good business move.
Yeah. Well, in any case, the next line that's on my list, I don't know. I think you just said you wanted to touch on it, even though I've never had any toys from it. And I think it was mostly considered a failure because it wasn't even a Transformers like series. But Animorphs was a like subline of Transformers kind of. And, like, you know, Animorphs is a completely different property. Like, it was based on a bunch of children's novels that I never... Did you ever read any of the Animorphs books, or...?
I did not. The only thing I knew was... I want to say it was, like, a show on PBS.
Yeah, it had a show, too, yeah. And it was about some kids that could transform into animals. And so they made a bunch of... Hasbro made a bunch of Transformers, like, figures of them, like, as a subline and... I didn't own any of them because I thought they looked like ass.
Make the change. Animorphs. Each sold separately.
Yeah, the design on those was really bad because, like, I guess it's easier to make a robot that turns into, like, a bear than it is to make, like, a 15-year-old teenager with, like, you know, flannel and jeans turn into a polar bear.
Yeah. I know for, like, I was talking about stuff on clearance. I know for sure... I saw, you remember the Tri-Rex? It was like,
yeah,
three Animorph kids that combined into a giant Tyrannosaurus. And, like, I saw that on clearance, probably in KB. And, like, you know, the T-Rex mode looks you know, pretty good, but like the stupid like little kid modes look like awful. Like, so I never ended up getting it.
I think they were just like, let's make the dinosaur look cool because kids like dinosaurs. Fuck the kids, like the kid characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I do remember is that they had made I think there was one made and one that was either not released or wasn't released a whole lot. The aliens were called the Yerks. Yerks. Y-E-E-R-K.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And they made one of them, which was like an alien that turned into, I think, a scorpion, maybe. And it didn't look terrible because it's an alien. So you got a little bit more imagination. You could be like, yeah, it doesn't look like the guy in my classroom. But the aliens look kind of stupid also. They were in a kid's book, you know, they weren't like really super scary. And then I think there was one that was called like, Infernocus or Infernios, or let's see, it'll probably be here. Visser 3, that's what he was. It's an inferno creature. That's what he turns into.
Visser 3.
Yeah. Oh gosh. And they're it's Andalites. What's the Yurks? Maybe Marvel. No, Yurk. Okay. A Yurk figure too. Yeah. I don't know what the Yurk is. I guess it's like one of the helpful people. So the Andalites are the bad guys. The Yurks are the good guys. And I guess they don't turn anything. I don't know. I didn't watch the damn show, guys. Sorry. Working off Wikipedia right now. I do remember Visser 3 though. And he looked kind of cool. He looked like he was he had a good paint scheme. He was red and black. And I mean, that's kind of hard to not look a little cool. But all that being said, I was in the same boat as you. I don't know if you ever saw them. And you said you saw the Tyrannosaurus. Like, I saw them and I just had no like desire to have them at all.
Yeah.
Well,
you would think like maybe like at least like the Visser 3 or like the Yurk alien guys could like repurpose them as some kind of like aliens for like Transformers to fight or something. But
right. Yeah. Yeah.
You just don't want to like, you know, get a stupid like fat human who turns into like a, you know, a wolf or something. So.
Well, yeah. And also like, you know, if you're a Transformers fan, you know, it's like, oh, cool. Who did you get? Oh, I got Scourge. He turns into like a tractor trailer with a big red evil sword. Who do you got? I got Cody. He turns into a wombat. And like, come on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But moving on a little bit, one of the a bunch of toys that were intended to be released in the Animorphs line, but instead, after that line failed, were kicked into like the Beast Wars line, where the mutants, like they released four Beast Wars toys under the mutant like subheading that like turned from beast to beast, basically. Like, did you have any of those?
No, but I did see them. I saw them actually a lot. They were apparently like a experiment by either Megatron or Tarantulas in canon. Like, they weren't in the show, and like I guess like their sparks were corrupted and like they could only become a beast or a beast. And like, one of the cool things about them is they had a hidden like mutant head somewhere on them. And that was like their kind of their robot mode, like face, like, you know, in torture trying to get out. but that's all it was. Like, there's no like hands or anything like that. It was like, I saw them and like, they were like really nicely painted and like, they looked interesting. It's Action Masters all over again. It's like, if you don't turn into something that looks like a robot, or if you're not a robot, turns into a car and you're a Transformer, you don't really appeal to me, you know?
Yeah, they probably fell in the same category as the Animorphs to me. Like, it didn't look appealing to me. And I think, like, because one of them is named Soundwave and one of them is named Razorclaw, and I was kind of like, well, that isn't the real Soundwave and Razorclaw, so why would they bother like wasting those names on like, you know, these pieces of crap, basically? So,
right, I think Soundwave is Soundwave. I think, isn't he? Let's see.
Oh, like the bat and alligator? No, I think he's a different character.
Is he?
Yeah.
I know Razorclaw isn't.
No, yeah. Sound like, according to the wiki at least, he's a completely original character. But
Okay.
They repurposed Titans Return Mind Wipe as him in some of those Japanese comics.
Huh. Just gave him like a nod to it, I guess, in a way.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, but I remember reading an article by you remember like Rockshaw, like the crazy chick with the snake and who thought that the Decepticons were the like good guys.
Yeah,
she had like an article like about how like Hasbro like was like the mutant Soundwave was like an abomination because I guess she loves like G1 Soundwave, so she was like, how dare they like, you know, slap Soundwave's name on this thing or whatever. Like, so I remember reading a whole friggin' like, you know, essay about that, but
the diatribe.
But no, yeah. Know what I did? I didn't have any of the four mutants, but know who I did have was a Savage Noble, like from Beast Machines, and he was kind of a mutant. Like he was, you know, he went from beast to beast, like Wolfman to Dragon. Like, I mean, like
his wolf is more humanoid, but I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, he's a beast who turns into another beast. Yeah.
He's like a werewolf, I guess, more like it. But I got him like years after Beast Machines had ended. Like I saw him at like my collectible store loose and I was like, oh, you know what? I never had him. And then I bought him and then I guess I kind of regretted it because he's not that great of a toy. But like
I remember in the show, the Beast Machines show, just go on a tangent real quick, is like for like a hot second, like, you know, in the Beast Machines hate, when Savage Noble kind of popped up, he did like spark interest. People were like, ooh, this is interesting. What's going on? You know, like it was actually kind of a fun storyline because it was like the story. I hope I'm not spoiling like, you know, 20 plus year old show for anybody. But like Megatron in that show was trying to become completely robotic. And he hated anything that had to do with like any kind of organics. He wanted to get rid of his dragon mode. And in the show, he was cursed with his dragon mode for some reason, I guess because of the transmetal 2 process being kind of grafted onto him. And he was slowly trying to ungraft it off of him. And at one point, like his dragon's like angry, like, you know, his rage was because of the dragon. That like his skin became Savage Noble, but the side effect was like the dragon was like all his rage, but the noble part of him was actually like whatever good there was in Megatron. It was actually like there was actually some good that was inside of like Beast Wars Megatron, and that was what noble was. I think that's correct, but more or less. It's kind of abridged, but
it was like an interesting concept. Like I wish that, like I said, I guess I was just unimpressed with the toy, and I was just generally unimpressed with Beast Machines. So, like, I never, like, gave it much thought. But, you know, the mutant concept, I guess, is not something anyone wants to revisit. So,
yeah, you don't see that coming up in Legacy, I don't think.
But, I guess moving on, like, to something I know we both were very excited for when it first happened. The next thing in, like, chronological order that I listed was Alternators. And I remember this being a huge deal when, like, they first revealed the smoke. Like, you know, the first toy they revealed was Smokescreen. And, like, we thought this was, like, the best it could ever be, basically, at that time. Like, you know, it was like, wow, finally, like, remade G1 guys with, like, you know, licensed, like, vehicle modes and stuff. And, you know, a lot of people still today swear by, like, Alternators. Because, I mean, their car modes were really, like, detailed and realistic. And, I, you know, sometimes, like, you know, their robot modes weren't the best. But, you know, sometimes you'd get a good, like, you know, like a good balance. Like I think like Smokescreen and Tracks and like those guys were like really like, you know, both had both awesome car modes and awesome robot modes.
Yeah, it was like they had booze, hookers, and they still opened the casino too. It was like they did it all.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like Alternators was really like kind of a turning point because up to that point we had had homages, you know, we had had like, you know, hey, this is kind of like that guy you remember from G1, but like these were like specifically said, like these are the new versions of G1 characters you love. And it was like, wow, cool. You know, I mean, it was really exciting. Yeah, some of them, like you said, some of them were kind of hit or miss. Like that sideswipe mold sucks. never was a fan of that.
Yeah.
I didn't have sideswipe either. I had the which Stunicon was he? Was he Wild Rider or Dead End?
Dead End, I believe.
Yeah, I had Dead End, and Dead End sucked because he had Sunstreaker's face. It was like, what are you doing, Hasbro? But I did have a lot of them. Personally, you named off a lot of good ones. Also, I would add Shock Blast / Jazz. That was a really fun mold. I think the Prowl was good, but not great. He could have been a little bit better.
Chunky chest Prowl, yeah.
Yeah, he was a little tubby, yeah. And I loved the idea of Grimlock being like a Mustang, like a muscle car. But damn, that thing was hard to transform.
I hate that toy. That might be my least favorite Transformers toy of all time. Like, well, close to at least. Just like, he looked good in both forms, but his transformation was one of the most frustrating things I've ever like attempted. Like, like his arms would always pop off. His doors would pop off. You couldn't like fit anything. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah, yeah, he looked great, but yeah, like I said, it was just the process of getting him into either one of those molds. It was like, you were almost better off just like when you bought it, just taking out a package and putting the car on the shelf. Like, there you go.
Yeah, I'm looking through the list on the wiki of ones they released, and it's like, I had Smokescreen, Sideswipe, Trax, Meister, Jazz, Grimlock, Shock Blast, Prowl, Sunstreaker, and I believe that's it.
I had Hound and Swindle too.
Yeah, and I remember I bought Rodimus for Derek and sent it to him.
But, never got Mirage mold, either one. I didn't get Mirage or when they turned him into Rodimus. Never won either one.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also had the pickup truck Optimus.
Oh yeah, they had Optimus Prime. Yeah, that's right. What else? I know Steeljaw did this toy makes me happy for the Ravage that turned into a Corvette. Like,
yeah.
You know, so that looked kind of cool.
I had him and Rumble. Rumble was red, by the way. Anyway, I just want to seed sows of discord. and those were both fun. I think the Ravage was superior. The Rumble was really good, but they gave him permanent pile driver hands. And I'm like,
yeah,
don't do that.
I think I was going to say the one Steeljaw did a video on was the Ravage. That was the four legged Ravage that turned into a Jaguar. Like, that made more sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like that first Ravage was just Trax with a Ravage head, basically.
I had both. I actually had both because I equated that the one that was Trax was Beast Wars Ravage. Like, this is him after he gets a robot mode. And then when, like, because the Jaguar didn't come out till like near the end. And I was like, he's just Ravage.
Yeah.
It's just you gotta work it around in your head sometimes.
I remember a lot of people got into an argument on the old Bot Talk forums over Skids, because everyone was like, "Oh, Skids was supposed to be Ironhide, but they changed it to Skids." And like, I remember like it was like, I think C. Wallace was all like, "Oh, I saw," like, as he usually did. He was like, "I saw secret documents that said that Skids was originally Ironhide or something." Like, I'm like, I'm sure you did, whatever. But I mean, if you look at that alternator Skids's head, like, he does have like a sort of mohawk, but it's clearly still Skids's like head design. It's not Ironhide's head design, just because I feel like that little mohawk fooled a bunch of people.
Well, and he turned into a Scion, which, you know, was pretty much the spiritual successor to the Honda City Turbo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, it's a little boxy car. You know, it's a car, not a van.
Yeah.
No, I really like Terminators. Yeah.
Then you've got like that like Wind Charger that was like turned into Decepticharge or whatever, like a, the Decepticon version. And the Windcharger had like, what was it? It was like an Omnibot's head. Like, oh yeah, it was supposed to be Overdrive.
Yeah, Overdrive. Yeah. And then they made Camshaft later on. It was the Prowl mode, but it was still Camshaft. It was either Prowl or Smokescreen. I can't remember which one. I think it was Prowl. I think it was the Prowl mold. But yeah. Well, and that's kind of like probably was the downfall of Alternators, was like they made a lot of like fun, cool like figures, but near the end they were like, here's Rollbar, he's Orange Hound, and here's Decepticharge, which I bought. I mean, I can't take an out on that, but he's just yellow Windcharger and I mean, you know, it's just. They were running out of like new molds, and it didn't really seem like they were going to make new ones. Like the Ravage and Rumble were really a surprise. We had thought that they were done, you know. It was like,
yeah. At a certain point, I was just like, I think, like, you know, by the time those came out, it's like we already were like classics were starting to come out, so people were kind of like, well, fuck these like guys, like, you know, we're getting like, you know, classics, like, you know, better remakes of G1 characters, so, you know,
right.
And then that's it. Alternators eventually, yes, were consigned to the dustbin of history.
Yeah, I think the one thing I will give Alternators, though, like, you know, their complexity and proving that G1 was still very much like not just nostalgic but viable, like for making money. I'm pretty sure, like, it's easy to say that Masterpiece came from Alternators.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, and I still remember like finding that first Smokescreen at Walmart and getting him and being like blown away by how like complex and like cool he looked. Like, so, and you know, like I said, at that time it was like 2003, you know, the Armada trilogy was still like going on, and like we weren't, you know, we were kind of starved for any kind of G1 characters. So it was kind of like, you know, wouldn't it be cool if they made modern toys of everyone? Like, and you know, 20-something years later, it's like they're almost there. Like,
they've almost done everyone. But yeah, that was like kind of like the, for better or worse, considering on where you sit as far as the fandom now, like that was the start of G1 all the time, you know.
Yeah, nowadays it's like, you know, people who are fans of Armada only get like some bones thrown to them, and like, you know, people are all excited for, you know, Titan class Tidal Wave and, you know, the new Armada Megatron and Hotshot and Optimus and stuff, and like it's kind of like, well, you know, you guys didn't have to wait as long as we did to get new like G1 characters, so.
Right. Yeah, we had to wait almost like, you know. Well, 20 years, yeah, almost. Well, I mean, I guess they had to wait 20 years too, but that doesn't count though, because it doesn't count.
It's Armada.
No, there was Armada guys in Universe 2.0.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, they, there have been remakes of Armada guys before. So, I mean, like Hotshot and Starscream. So,
right, yeah. So, like, yeah, shut up.
Well, anyway, the next toy line on my list is one you suggested, Robot Masters. And Robot Masters was a Japanese-only toy line that ran from 2004 to 2005. And it was, I don't know what the theme of it was. It was just like kind of like more deluxe-sized figures. And like, you know, it was like some kind of, you know, they got in on the multiverse craze before many other people. Like, it was like a bunch of multiversal characters and stuff, all like the storyline that Takara put forth was like all these like various characters from different eras were all like teaming up and fighting and shit. So.
Right. Yeah. It was like, you know, we're going to do all the hits and put them in one story, basically.
Yeah. Did you have any Robot Master toys? Because I don't think I did.
I mean, in spirit, me and you both did, because some of the Cyber Jets and
yeah, we had like the original versions. Yeah.
Yeah, like Gigant Bomb, like he was basically just Dreadwind and all that. But I mean, as far as like officially licensed Robot Masters, no. But I did go to my dollar store one time, and I was just kind of walking around, and they had a KO of the Victory Saber Robot Master. And I was like, it back then it was like 10 bucks. And I'm like, sure, why not? And it was surprisingly well done. Like the paint was really good. It had no symbols, obviously, because, you know, but like, it wasn't really that fragile. I mean, it lasted like probably a couple of months. I mean, it eventually broke. It's the KO. That's what they do. But I got I got my 10 bucks out of it. And it was kind of nice because I got like an idea of what they were going for, which was basically just scaled down big versions. And then, like I said, when they did all the hits, They had like Optimus Prime. They had Leo Convoy. They had Beast Convoy. That's what they call Optimus Primal in Japan. Beast Megatron, Starscream and the Seekers. For a long time, that Starscream mold, like, because that came out before Classics, that was very sought after for a long time because it was not really that much better than the G1 version, but it was slightly better, and that made it instantly desirable for some reason. But one of my avatar tonight is probably what I think is the best character that they came out of that series, and it's to a nod to what Mike was saying about the multiverse aspect they were trying to go for. It was Reverse Convoy, and it was basically Optimus Prime is back again. He's already there, but I guess he's back again, and he's in tank form. And I was like, what the fuck? But it's actually a trick by Megatron, and the toy was really cool because it had an Optimus Prime head, and it was basically like the G2 like hero mold Megatron, but you could flip the head around, and on the back was Megatron. So you've got basically the good guy and the bad guy in one toy, and there was some little bit of remolding here and there, but I just thought that was really neat. And probably like the character to get if you want to get any of those figures from that line.
Yeah, he's pretty unique, and I do remember, yeah, a lot of people wanting those like Seeker molds, like, and even like I think I was tempted by the, you know, the Optimus Primal because I felt like he was more in scale with all the, you know, the Beast Wars toys at the time, because you had like Ultra Class Gorilla Optimus, who was like a little too big for everyone else. But yeah, the Deluxe Robot Master Beast Convoy was a little, it seemed like he'd fit in better with the rest of the deluxe sized like Beast Wars toys.
Yeah, and I want to say I'm not sure. I mean, I had the wiki up. I could look if I really wanted to. But I think even that Beast Megatron actually had a hand. Like, you could take his tail off, and he actually had a hand, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And yeah.
Like, I was always, yeah, like, tempted by, like, you know, the Star Saber and, like, you know, some of those guys. I was like, oh, that looks, like, pretty cool for, like, a largely, like, deluxe-sized guy. Like, so...
Yeah, it was interesting, and then like I said, you know, when I said we had some of them in spirit, they did a lot of G2 repaints because Japan didn't really get G2, like they got G1, and then after G1, they just did their own thing. They had, you know, Victory and Zone and all that, and after that they did the Brave series. So when G2 was really kind of going, they had already transitioned into the Brave series, which was not Transformers at all. So they had a chance to finally do that. They had like the cyber jets, they had those flip changers, like the tow truck and the jets. They even had a couple of Beast Wars molds, like original Beast Wars molds. Like they had Armadillo, if I can say his name correctly. I think they had one more. I can't remember. I can look it up here. I've got it right here. Armadillo. His name was Psycho Orb, which is just the best name. I'm Psycho Orb.
Psycho Orb.
Let's see. Did they have any other ones? Bound Rogue. That was Snarl / Tasmania Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it was yeah, it was just all over the place. Like it had beasts. It had vehicles. It was kind of legacy before legacy was legacy.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, they had a they repainted one of the laser cycles as sideways too, like, or double face. Yeah, so like,
yeah, that was clever because Unicron trilogy had just more or less ended. It was always coming at the tail end, and it was like, throw sideways up there. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have any like desire to try to really hunt them down and buy them, except like if I ever saw like reverse Convoy somewhere for like a really good price, I would probably buy it. But I'm not actively seeking them out. I'm not looking on eBay or anything like that. But the rest, I mean, they're cool, but they're definitely of their time and a specific period of time.
Diecast construction. It's a lost art.
Anyway, moving on, the next line I have on my list is Titanium. And Titanium was a series of Transformer toys produced under, Gloob, I think. Yeah, Gloob. And starting in 2005, and they were, like, kind of, you know, die-cast construction, like, Transformers. One of the selling points was, like, Don Figueroa was, like, a toy designer for this line, and he made a bunch of like War Within like versions of characters for it. And I know that's what like kind of drew me into getting like Titanium figures. And I didn't end up getting a whole lot of them, but I did get like, you know, the War Within Optimus Prime, the War Within Grimlock. Who else did I get? Hang on, I gotta find a list of and of course The Fallen got his first figure in this line. Like, you know, I got that tank Fallen that was based on the Dreamwave version of The Fallen. And right. I know a lot of people like that Titanium Cheetor too, which was like based on Beast Machines Cheetor.
Well, yeah, because he was actually thick. He wasn't just like anorexic, yeah.
Yeah, but what did you have from the Titanium line?
I didn't have a whole lot. I did have, it was actually two lines because they had the transforming line. Then they had like the little miniatures.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I see those now. Yep.
And I didn't really have the miniatures, but they released an arc, in that line of it. And I bought the arc cause I thought that was just kind of neat. So I had that. And then out of the actual figures, I had Starscream, which was a War Within design. He was fine, not great, not terrible. I had the Optimus Prime because I really like that War Within design. That's just awesome. They really, at some point, they should really go back to that at one more time and just try to make it with today's like engineering. And I had the Rodimus, and it is funny because up to that point, not only had we not gotten an update of Rodimus Prime, we gotten Hot Rod, but we hadn't got Rodimus. But even compared to some of the later offerings, like, you know, like Energon was Rodimus, but not really our Rodimus. He was, you know, a dragster truck. But, like, he was one of the better Rodimuses for a little while. Like, he was a really good Titanium. And that's that line had a lot of stinkers, unfortunately. And I was happy to have him. He was like, yeah, he looks like Rodimus, like he's supposed to. Sadly, that line also had, like, probably the worst sound wave I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, the big loaded diaper sound wave. I just clicked on that. Yeah, it was like, I remember that. Yeah, everyone made fun of his giant fucking stinky diaper. Yeah.
This looks so sad. It's like, God, he didn't even try. But I also deride Titanium for another thing. And it's not really their fault. I mean, I don't blame them, but at the same time, they perpetuated that fucking story that Ultra Magnus is just a white Optimus Prime. And I'm like, stop doing that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember being disappointed in the War Within Megatron from that line, too, because his transformation was basically do a face plant, basically. Like,
fall down.
Fall down. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that, and like I think the Scourge was actually somewhat decent. They did my boy Prowl dirty, like,
yeah, the, like that was a Prowl even I didn't want. Like, it looked bad. Like,
yeah, like the vehicle mode was fine, but like the robot mode has just got shoulders for days, and it's just like, geez, what did they do to you, man? Yeah, it's weird because it was designed by Don Figueroa, but like I guess the actual engineers, like it doesn't make any sense because Galoob was a part of Hasbro at that point. It was one of the many toy companies they bought up. They bought up like Kenner and Galoob and all these little companies, and like it was almost like they gave the job of making Transformers to people who had never made Transformers before.
Yeah, it's like the die-cast construction really didn't lend itself well to transforming. Like, most of these guys were, like, floppy as hell.
Yeah, that was another thing. It was like, you'd have, like, kind of a plastic body, but their legs were made out of solid metal. It was like a nightmare. Or their upper torso was all metal and their legs were plastic and they just flopped over, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I still have that Fallen figure just because I feel like I didn't get rid of it because I was kind of like, well, this is a, you know, piece of history. Like, it's the first, like, Fallen figure, but...
And he doesn't look bad. I think the only thing I didn't like about that Fallen figure, I never saw him in the wild, so I never got him. But the only thing I didn't like about him was, like, his guns looked really kiddie and stupid. Other than that, he looked fine.
Yeah. I liked all the painted flames on him and stuff.
Yeah, and he did look like the comic version. He did.
I always thought it looked cool, but I kind of liked that Jetfire too, like the War Within Jetfire. Like, I feel like, you know, that was like people. I think the wiki even jokes about it. It's like Don Figueroa's fanfic come to life because like he used that Jetfire design in his like fanfics before he was ever hired by Dreamwave. So,
yeah, it was like an interesting design. It was very, I'm looking at it right now. And yeah, I'm done. Spantic brought to life. It has a very Robotech look to it, like Macross look to it.
Yeah. But you know, it's
funny, you know?
Yeah. Again, like at the time, like, you know, this stuff was like, oh, cool. Like you couldn't get any like War Within toys anywhere else. So it was pretty like, you know, oh, wow. Like, you know, I better put my money behind this. But, you know, it just didn't, you know, last for too long.
Yeah, I mean, there was, you know, there was some like novelty to it. It was like, oh, like they're die cast metal, that's cool, that hasn't been, you know, around in, you know, decades. And like you said, it was versions of characters that we had never gotten before, you know, like it was in this comic book that was coming out right at the time, and it was like, hey, I can get these. And it just I don't know if for some reason it just nothing really clicked with it, and it, like you said, it is banished to the annals of history.
I still want a new, like, War Within Grimlock toy. I love that War Within Grimlock design. Like, I think some third-party company was supposed to make one, but I think they folded or they never made it or something. So I wouldn't say no to a new War Within Grimlock.
Yeah, with the big-ass smokestacks on the side, yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that was one of his, like, Don Figueroa's best designs, yeah.
And I think it was like one of the few Grimlocks that actually had like the teeth faceplate, right?
Yeah, like that. I always thought that was a cool thing. Yeah, the teeth like molded into his faceplate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. And then, the next toy line I have on my list is Power Core Combiners. And this was released in 2010. And it was kind of like an offshoot of the movie lines, but it was basically like torso guy, like combiner torso guys, and they came with like four drones that could combine and make their like limbs. So it was like almost a precursor to like Combiner Wars or like reviving like, you know, combiner guys or whatever. But I mean, I never owned any of them, but I always was kind of tempted because I think some of them looked actually really cool, even though like all their limbs were not like, you know, they were only vehicles, they didn't transform or anything. But did you have any Power Core Combiners?
Well, I mean, you know, despite my derision and hatred of the movies in general, the Bumblebee movie was fine. And you know what? Dark of the Moon had a really cool fight at the end. But otherwise, I pretty much hate the Bay movies. And to be a giant hypocrite, I really liked a lot of the toys. Like, there was some, like, I never got any of the main cast toys. I always got, like, you know, the Mind Wipe or the Bludgeon or like, you know, it's like, it was always the guys who weren't on screen that I was like, oh, that's a good toy. And I always bought those. And Power Core Combiners were no exception. You know, they were, I can say, not great in a lot of ways. Like, the biggest problem is like they had the commanders. That's was what the torso was designated. And those, some of those guys would come in two packs. They would come with them and a Minicon. And given on the mold, it could be really great. Like, there was one called Smolder, and he was a fire rescue vehicle, and he was great. And then there was a jet and a twin-bladed helicopter. I can't be asked to look up their names, even though it's right in front of me. And they were anywhere from terrible to decent. And it was really a crapshoot. And then when you got to the five packs, the combination thing was really a cool idea, but all their limbs were just drones. And when I say drones, they were vehicles that turned into something that looked like a foot. And maybe on a good day, they might kind of look like a hand, an arm. Most of the time, not. It was like just this gaggle of something and like a gun on the end and or a claw. And there were some good ones. The Combaticons, basically, essentially the Combaticons, that was a good set. The construction set, Constructicons, that was a really good set. like I said, a lot of the commanders were really good. Heavy Tread, Undertow, those were two really good figures. Like, especially considering that they were like, one was a tank, one was a pontoon boat, and pontoon boat, what the hell? That's so G2. And probably like the biggest problem was, is they all had this connection system that was these blue little squares that were plugs that went into the drones. And sometimes there was no trouble. Sometimes there was no issue at all, and your guy held together fine. And then sometimes them some bitches would not stay for anything. They would just not lock into place, and it was frustrating as all hell. It was like, why? Why, God, why? It was a really hit or miss line. And I think probably like the biggest negative for it is, if I rack my brain, I think they only had like two really named characters. Like, one of them they named Huffer. They made him an orange semi, which, okay, I mean, Huffer is an orange semi. Didn't look really like Huffer besides the fact that he was orange. And then they had one named Hotspot, who was just a repaint of the Smolder. He wasn't a fire truck. He was a fire rescue vehicle. And it was like, come on, guys, you could do better. Yeah, I had a lot of experience with it. If anybody like would get any of them now, I would highly recommend the construction set. That was probably the best set. The core robot's really good. And when I was talking about the hands and the feet look like feet, and they, he actually has hands. So, you know, that's like my overview and synopsis of Power Core Combiners. Did you actually have any of them? You said you didn't really get any of them, right?
No, I never ended up getting any of them, but they do, like, I'm looking through them right now, they do look pretty like awesome toys. Like, and it says, like, you know, towards the end of their like lifespan, like Walmart was like heavily clearancing them out, like on, like they had like bonus packs of like a five pack with a commander for only like 10 or 15 bucks or something. So I'm surprised I never like took advantage of that when they were on clearance or whatever. But I actually just went to eBay to see like, what do they have like in terms of Power Core Combiners? Like, and you know, I could probably pick up some of these kind of cheap, like, you know, and they do look like really fun toys.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to scratch an itch, like I said, the construction guys are really good. I would heavily recommend Smolder, Heavy Tread, Undertow, and there was one more that I really liked. He was just in my head and he just slipped out. I think Leadfoot, I think.
Oh, like a race car?
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe if I can get that, it looks like I could pick up some of these guys for like 20 bucks, like on eBay. So maybe I will like grab one at some point.
Just to either tell me like, hey, not so bad, or Jesus, Tony, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, like they look like really fun toys, like that. I think like when they were coming out, like I think I was just mostly focused on like, you know, classics and generations and like G1 guys. So I probably ignored a lot of this stuff.
And I mean, you know what? I'll be the first to admit, you know, as a collector, and I don't consider myself a purist, because I am willing to buy new things and try new things. I just bought Thundertron, and that is a character who never showed up in a show that just two nights ago I said was really boring in places. So there you go. But with Power Core Combiners, even though it was movie aesthetic and it was pretty detailed for what it was, I think the play pattern was really supposed to appeal to kids. I think it was supposed to be more fun for kids, because nowadays the kids' toys are baby toys nowadays almost. And these toys were like what I would get as a kid. You know, I would be like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know, and I would actually smack them together and make the robot and, you know, punch it and make it split into a billion pieces. Like, I could see how a kid would really enjoy them.
Yeah, I mean, despite the fact that, you know, the drones don't transform, like, you know, combining shit is still cool.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, and they're pretty good size, too. I would say, like, all combined, they're probably, like, either right about or a little bit taller than a modern leader. So, not too shabby.
I could pick up a loose smolder with his Mini-Con partner for $20. That's not too bad for a second market, you know.
Yeah, and he's a good like he would probably be like a shit. He'd probably be a small deluxe now. He'd probably be like a Bumblebee deluxe now as far as size.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, I'm glad, because like I said, I hadn't really looked into these like too heavily, because I was probably concerned with other things collecting. But now I'm kind of like, you know, there's not much I want out that's modern like currently. So I'm kind of looking at some of this older stuff and being like, let's see how this was, like if I can pick it up for cheap. But you're making me want to buy stuff, dude.
And I have done well.
And you have done your job. Yeah. But that was pretty much all I had, like, in lists of, like, you know, lines. But do you have any other things you'd like to talk about, like, in terms of, like, you know, forgotten, like, Transformers, like, lines or toys or, you know, sub things? Or
I don't really bring it up because of fondness, or I never even had them. But, I mean, one thing I always see when I'm doing, like a research on, like, a figure or a character, I should say, or God, anything. If I'm on the internet, those fucking bot shots just keep popping up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They're like a little game, and like you basically just threw them together and they would pop up and they would be like the little representation of like whatever character, and like they all look stupid.
they're all stupid.
They're all dumb. They're baby toys, like you would say. Baby toys. I guess just, you know, before we, you know, wrap it up, if you want to mention them, I don't really have any much to say about it, but, off the cuff, there's the bot bots. Those were a thing.
at some point, yes.
At some point they existed. They were a thing. But other than that, there was one more that was like on the tip of my cranium. It was similar to like Botshot. Oh yeah, the Creos. Because the Creos actually had like some figures that like quote unquote transformed. I mean, they were literal parts formers, but I mean, come on, they were Lego.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think I only got like a, I forgot how I ended up with it, but I have a Creo like breakdown. And I forgot, like, I think it was just tossed in as a bonus with something else I got or whatever. But I always thought of, like, sending it to Brian or whatever. But then I was kind of like, no, you know what? I'll keep it. Like, maybe I can do something with it eventually. But I never did, so.
I mean, the Creo stuff, it's like, there's some guys on the Discord we're on that love Lego and stuff like that. And they would fit totally great with Lego. And they're cute, and I could see the appeal, but they're just not for me.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of much else. Like, I mean, you know, anything really, honestly, like anything else is like, you know, still like active or still, you know, there's not much other things that I've forgotten, I guess. So like or have been supplanted.
Yeah, that's all the big stuff, like, you know, of Universe or RID or, you know, stuff that like not only was big in the past, but has still maintained popularity now.
Like, there's a lot of, you know, obviously stuff that spun out of the movies like Power Core Combiners. But, you know, I only, you know, pick and chose from that stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the movies, like, I mean, they have so much merchandise. Like, I don't even consider them sublines. Like, with Rise of the Beasts, did you see any of those Flexformers that were out?
No, what are they?
They're like movie characters, but they're literally held together by like elastic bands, and you like kind of push them or flex them or whatever, and they turn into the robot mode, or they turn back into the robot, beast mode, or they turn back into the robot, and they're just they look like they're gonna fall apart if you just look at them wrong. They like look terrible.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, yeah, totally terrible marketing. Like, that's why I was saying, like, you know, like RID 2015 or even like Earthspark, really, and Cyberverse, like the more ones, the toys are just terrible by and large. Like, there's a couple of gems, but a lot of them are crap.
They have in the last 10 years, they have produced a whole like shit ton of like, yeah, like, you know, those kid lines or those lines that they like, you know, market to like, you know, like Dollar Trees or something, like where it's like, you know, you can get your kid an Optimus Prime for like $5 and he like looks like crap, but your kid probably doesn't know, like, so.
Yeah. It like if you're a collector, it's like, oh, it's the we have Optimus Prime at home version. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's what I was saying. That's like probably one of the best things I could say about the Power Core Combiners was that like they were, I think, marketed towards kids, but there was some quality to them. They still felt like Transformers, even if that sounds stupid to say, you know.
Yeah, I can agree to that. Yeah. If Derek were here, he would probably tell you to like seek us out on various you know things, but I'm just lazy. I just say, like, just go to Google and type in Fanholes podcast and then, you know, type in a subject of your interest and we'll probably have a podcast on it.
Yeah, we cover all kinds of stuff. We have all kinds of shows. So as Justin would say, look us up where you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yeah. Uh huh.
So I guess that'll wrap us up. I forgot I was hosting. So do as Mike says, and he is our regular host for Transformers Tuesday. This was just kind of like my baby. So if any of these toys interest you in the same vein, the eBay and Amazon exist, kid. Just go look them up. But until then, we will come up with some new Transformer ideas, hopefully for you to listen to as we pontificate on them. And Mike, go ahead and let them know that you're getting out of here, buddy.
Adios. I'm going to take my small fleet of mini vehicles and that become my arms and legs and walk out of here.
And this is Tony, and I will always tell you that freedom is the right of all sentient beings. Wait a minute, my head turned around. Peace through tyranny.
Reverse Tony.
Oh my God, it's Labyrinth.
like in one of the Wreckers like miniseries, or one of the Wreckers, like I think it was the last Wreckers one shot that Nick Roach wrote. He had Smolder and I think Steamhammer as part of like Mayhem.
Oh. So,
like, yeah, like I was kind of like, well, technically they're like G1 guys, like part of, you know, Mayhem. So like I can justify getting them if I had ever made a Mayhem display.
Well, yeah, that was the weird thing about like Power Core Combiners, even though they had kind of like a movie look. And I mean, I'll be the first to admit it, they did. Like all the packaging and all that, they put them nowhere. They didn't put them in G1. They didn't put them in movie. They were like their own fucking thing. Okay, whenever you're ready, just let me know. You got to pee or anything, or are you good to go?
Nope, I peed in my pants already.
Awesome.
It is that. I brought out my podcast in diaper.
You're like, I'm doing marathons this week. There ain't no point getting up.
I don't even have to get up.
Jeez.